Central African refugees continue to cross the border to seek safety in Cameroon, even though calm has since returned to their country. The United Nations Refugee Agency estimates that there are now more than 150,000 of them living in camps and villages in eastern Cameroon. With 3,000 to 5,000 new arrivals every week, the number could reach a staggering 200,000 by the end of the year. Relief workers fear with that kind of number, they will not be able to meet the growing needs of refugees. Response to the crisis has remained largely underfunded. King Wakang is the United Nations Assistant Secretary General and Deputy Emergency Relief Coordinator.
Without resources, we wouldn't be able to do anything. I mean, whether it's food assistance or shelter assistance.
Kang recently completed a 7-day tour of humanitarian operations in Cameroon and the Central African Republic. It took her to Gado Batsere camp in eastern Cameroon, about 26 kilometers from the main border crossing for Central African refugees. At the camp, refugees live in neat rows of white tents, women cook food in open air, and children barely go to school. Malaria and malnutrition have afflicted thousands. Water and sanitation services are below the accepted minimum. Conditions in these and other camps have been slipping since the crisis started more than 2 years ago with the ousting of President François Bozizé. Kang says other problems in the world are giving this crisis a tough competition.
Increasingly, we're in a situation where the donors, with so many crises around the world these days, are increasingly stretched. And that means we have to make an extra effort to show the value of our work, that we are really making every dollar stretch. That means humanitarians have to demonstrate the effectiveness of our efforts on behalf of the affected population.
Even though conditions are not the best and things may be getting better in the Central African Republic, returning home is not yet an option for the refugees. Kang says the situation there is still combustible.
Inside the country, the overall appearance is one of, you know, the return of stability and calm, at least in Bangui. But my sense is that beyond that surface level calm, the vulnerability, because you have armed elements everywhere. You have them in IDP situations, arms everywhere. So things are quite explosive.
The influx of refugees has worsened a humanitarian crisis that was already affecting impoverished communities in parts of Cameroon. According to the United Nations, at least 2 million people need assistance, particularly in the north of the country. Repeated cycles of droughts and floods have created food insecurity, malnutrition and disease outbreaks in affected regions. Local officials are now concerned that such precarious conditions are already being overstretched in the refugee host communities. In addition to Central Africans, more than 40,000 Nigerians who have fled Boko Haram have sought refuge in northern Cameroon. They too need help.
The resources are limited, but and there is more resources required, however you count it. My purpose is to keep the focus on the humanitarian response and the needs of this refugee community, as well as other refugee communities as a consequence of the conflict in the CAR.
The cost of the humanitarian relief has more than doubled in a year. In 2014, UN agencies needed $126 million. This year, the projection is $264 million. The government of Cameroon has provided security and land to build camps, but little else. That leaves the future of refugees in the hands of national and international relief organizations. But with little funding coming in, that future is difficult to guarantee. Reporting for VOA Africa, I am Eugene Fongwa in Yaoundé, Cameroon.